Wibalina means black man's houses. It is not an original Aboriginal name, but one given by William Darling, the commandant of the Flinders Island settlement in 1833, acting on a suggestion from Governor Arthur. It combines two Tasmanian Aboriginal words, wiper, black man, and lena, houses, using an English grammatical word order instead of the reverse order characteristic of the original Tasmanian languages. The name first appears on a map of Flinders Island made by George Woodward in 1832, marked as Wiber Lena, but was not used at the time. Robinson's journal entries and reports from his time there refer only ever to the settlement or Flinders Island. The name Wibalina has been more commonly used since the 1980s. In Palawakani, the spelling is Wipalina, Wipalina. Outside and behind the chapel, there is an L-shaped mound, which is the remains of the cells where our old people were made to live when they were brought to Flinders Island. Both the men and women were made to live there, sometimes in marriages that were arranged by the commandants. Here our people were imprisoned, and the colonists tried to take our culture. The houses our people were forced to live in were no bigger than one room, run down and inadequate. The buildings were demolished by the last private landowner to make room for grazing stock, but after the 1970s, amateur archaeologists, fossickers, and academics began sifting through the ruins to gather evidence of how our old people lived as captives. They found Mirina shells, ready to be strung, and other items that showed our people's determination to live their culture even when they had been robbed of their country. The presence of glass tools and strung buttons shows how our ancestors adapted their culture to the resources available. Our old people's belongings were given to the Queen Victoria Museum and Art Gallery and taken to the University of Sydney. We continue to campaign for their return to our community, who are the descendants of those people and the rightful owners.